The past few years have been tough on the state's public schools. Lawmakers have slashed nearly $4 billion in funding to districts. At the same time, they've raised the bar for students and teachers. Art Jarvis is superintendent of Tacoma Public Schools. He says it's put him in an impossible situation.
I cannot tell the Tacoma teachers that we're going to reduce their pay, reduce the number of school days, increase the number of students in their classrooms. And by the way, we need you to meet the new accountability standards and get better results. As a school superintendent, I have to say, that's crazy.
He says he used to be optimistic the state would pony up to meet its education goals. Now he doubts they'll ever provide enough funding.
It appears that right now I'd have to say, sadly, that unless it's carried out as a result of a lawsuit, it does not seem to have the commitment to bring the funding into the schools necessary to do what we have to do.
Last month, Tacoma joined 175 other districts that are suing the state for more money. They say it's failing to uphold its constitutional duty. A King County Superior Court judge agreed last year. He ruled that school funding is not ample, stable, or dependable, and ordered lawmakers to figure out how much it costs to give kids a basic education. Of course, the state didn't like that too much and appealed the decision to the Supreme Court.
We think it was upholding its duty.
That's Dave Stolier. He's a lawyer for the state.
The thing that's been preserved while everything around it has been cut is basic education.
That depends on how you define basic. The state says basic just means a certain amount of time in the classroom. On the other hand, the school coalition and the lower court judge say access isn't enough. Basic means students are actually learning the curriculum. Stolier says that's definitely the state's goal, but it's not realistic without way more money. And that would mean devastating cuts to other services, such as public safety and Medicaid, or raising taxes.
What is it going to take to get that kid to that standard? And is the constitutional obligation to do whatever it takes? State says no, it is not outcome-driven.
The Supreme Court isn't expected to decide who's right until fall at the earliest. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.